Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and turn our hearts toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to be on this broadcast once again. Oh, my God, we come before you asking that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. We need you, oh, Lord. We need your help. And without your help, we can do nothing. We are dependent on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, help us, strengthen us, make us, oh, Lord, what you would have us to be. Help us to seek to please you. Help us, oh, Lord, to be humble and submissive to the will of God. Help us, Jesus. We need you right now, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. We realize that we must trust in you. We need you to take us through, Lord, every test and every trial. Look on the people, oh, Lord. Touch and bless, strengthen, oh, Lord. Heal and deliver. We know you are delivered. We know you're able, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Take full control, Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Send thine anointing, oh Lord. Send strength, Lord. Where we're weak, Jesus, we need you to build us up. Where we are torn down, help us to press our way, Lord. Keep our minds staying on you. Help us to look to you as never before, realizing that without you, we can do nothing. We need you to go with us. Step of the way, bless us, Jesus. Bless us while we're praying, Lord, while we are waiting on you. Oh, without you, we can do nothing, Lord. Help us today, oh, Lord. You know every situation. You know all about us. You know what we had need of before we call. Help us, Jesus. Grant our petitions, oh, Lord, according to thy will. We want to be right, Lord. We want to be saved in these last and evil days. Help us to stand, O Lord, in the midst of hatred, trouble, and trials. Help us to stand. Help us to maintain the love of God in our heart. Help us to do that which is right and pleasing in our sight, O Lord. Move every way that's not like you, Lord. Everything that is contrary to your will, we pray that you move it, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to be saved. We want to be pleasing in thy sight. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. Help us to endure temptation. Help us, oh, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you look on people throughout the world. We want you to touch, Lord. We want you to save such as should be saved. Have mercy on the people. Heal, Lord. Deliver the souls, O Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Move by your spirit, O Lord. Oh, my God, we know you are able, Jesus. Raise, Lord, that are sick and on their dying bed. We know you can work a miracle in their lives. Faith to the utmost, oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us to make it, Lord. Help us to stand, Jesus. We pray that you will go with us. Stand by us. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Look on those souls, oh, Lord. The souls of them who are missing. We pray that you have mercy on them, oh, Lord. You know all about it. You know, Lord, the prison to touch somebody's heart and mind, give somebody a mind to seek your face and to call upon your name in the name of Jesus. Help right now, Lord.
Help right now.
Depending on you, Lord. We want you to go into the institutions, into the nursing homes, into the hospitals, oh Lord. Save and heal, oh Lord. Deliver, Lord. We know how to deliver. Be merciful, Lord. Look on the people with compassion. Touch right now, oh Lord. Deliver the souls of men. And look upon those, oh Lord, who are listening to this broadcast. We want you to touch them, oh Lord. Strengthen and encourage them. Help them stand. Help them to go through, Lord. Help them to hold out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're a way maker. You're a door opener. We pray that you will bless, oh Lord. Jesus, we believe you today. We take you at your word. And we say thank you, Jesus. We give thanks and glory to thy name. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, because you're a way maker. Thank you because you're a door opener. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy toward us, oh Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Continue to bless our souls. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Send your word. Send thine anointing. Have thine own way. Let some soul be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you right now. We thank you for this prayer.
Thank you.
We pray this prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and the pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. On today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. We also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Amen. And she hails from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 105th number of Psalm. That's Psalm 105. And I'll start at the first verse. This 105th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham in his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Thank God for the reading of his word. The 105th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 15th verses. And I'm going to sing a portion of this song. He keeps right on blessing me. He keeps right on blessing me. Although I don't deserve all of the blessed good things that he does, he keeps right on. He keeps right on.
Sing it.
He keeps right on blessing me. Oh, he keeps right on blessing me. He keeps right on blessing me. Although I don't deserve all of the good things that he does, he keeps right on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on blessing me. And he keeps right on making a way. Keeps right on making a way. Although I don't deserve all of the good things that he does, he keeps right on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on making a way. And he keeps right on opening doors. He keeps right on opening doors. Although I don't deserve the good things that he does, he keeps right on. He keeps right on. Oh, he keeps right on opening doors. Oh, he keeps right on blessing me. He keeps right on blessing me. Although I don't deserve the good thing that he does, he keeps right on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on blessing me. And he keeps right on healing the sick. He keeps right on healing the sick. Although I don't deserve all of the good things that he does, he keeps right on. He keeps right on. Oh, he keeps right on blessing me. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Now we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle, that she might have words and that she might introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the opening scripture and for that song. The Lord keeps right on blessing us, and he keeps proving himself that he is God, and beside him there is none other. I thank the Lord for that song and for the opening scripture, telling us to give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The scriptures say, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will shew you great and mighty things that thou hast not known. Glory Amen. To God. The word of God is right. We just need to open up and give thanks unto the God of our salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the
yes,
great
Lord.
Things that he has done in our lives. If the Lord saved you and filled you with the Holy Ghost, if he brought you out of sin, hallelujah, we ought to give God some praise. And
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You
thank
right
you,
now, Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for allowing us the chance to hear the true word of God.
Thank
give
you, Jesus.
Thanks unto the Lord. He has done great and mighty things for his people, and he continues to bless our souls, as the song says. He keeps right on blessing me. Glory to God. I thank God every day that the Lord wakes you up. That's another day. You can thank the Lord for blessing you, for waking you up. And if he saves you, surely you can say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for bringing us out of sin. For that, we ought to thank the Lord, and he is worthy of the praise on today. We thank God. I'm so thankful for being on this broadcast once again. My soul is being blessed greatly, and I'm thanking God. I feel so much better. I wait all day long just to get on the broadcast and hear
thank
the word
Jesus.
Of God. Glory to God. It doesn't bother me. I wait because I want to be on this broadcast, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad for Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist Amin, the beautiful work that they're doing. Oh, I tell you, God is blessing, and we thank him for what he is doing. I want to encourage them to keep doing the will of God, because this is the will of God. We are doing the will of the Lord, because that's what he wants us to proclaim the gospel, to be a witness to everyone. Go ye therefore into all the world. We got to go in the world and tell everybody about Jesus and what he can do. Glory to God. So we thank God that we're not going to prolong this time, but we are looking forward to hearing the word of God on tonight. And we have a beautiful speaker, Evangelist Hameen. She's going to bring us the word of God on tonight. Let us pray with her. If you can get a prayer through, let's pray with her as she goes forth in the word that God will have his way. God bless you, Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I thank God for blessing us. I am so grateful to the Lord for giving us another opportunity to minister on this broadcast. And thank God for all of you who have tuned in. And I just honor the Lord for all that he's done, for what he continues to do, all the great things that he's done. And we are not deserving of it, but to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. He is just blessing us, and I accept it. I receive it, and I thank God for it. I'm so thankful. I thank God because he converted me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave me this determination to continue on laboring in his vineyard. And I just thank God for Evangelist May, for the anointed prayer, for those words of exhortation she just gave, and thank God for Evangelist Khadija for hosting the show. I just thank God because God has aligned everything the way he wants it to go, and I'm just going with the way of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I feel happy. I feel the joy down in my soul. This is Friday night, and many times when we would go to the building, we would go in there with the mindset of Friday night being joy night. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what kind of day you had or what happened during the day. That was the mindset. When I get to church, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to glorify him. Hallelujah. Because I need more strength. I need him to bless me tonight. This is joy night. I'm not going away from here. I'm not leaving here the same way I came. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that was my mindset. I have to learn to speak for myself. Everybody might not be thinking the same way, but for the most part, as saints of God would be going looking for something from the Lord, expecting a blessing from God, and expecting not to leave there until they got their blessing. Amen. Not going back home the same way we came. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm just giving God the glory for all that he's done. Praise the Lord. And I can't thank him enough. I can't praise him enough. No matter how much I do, it still won't be enough. I will try to give him praise as often as I can. Glory to God. So at this time, let us not prolong the time, but let us put our minds on the Lord and prepare for the word of God. And if you will, for the
time being right now, just bow your heads and humble your hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we humble ourselves before you and we thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we come to you and ask that you will please, Lord, speak to our hearts, that you will minister to our needs according to your will. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, send your word and your anointing. Let your will be done, not ours, oh God. We believe you right now, and we are taking you at your word. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us focus our attention on the word of God, and let's go to the book of Revelation, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. And I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. And that is Revelation, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. Or rather, let's start with verse 7. We'll start with verse 7 through 11. And then we'll move over to Esther, second chapter, verses 5 through 9. And then the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 1. And perhaps go all the way down to verse 17, if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. So let us look now at Revelation, the second chapter, beginning with verse 7. And the Bible reads, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy work, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." And let's go now to Esther, the second chapter, verses 5 through 9. And it reads, "Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women." And I'm going to stop right there for now and just make mention of a subject or a title for the message tonight.
and that is spiritual assignment given by God. And the theme to focus on is remain faithful unto God, even unto death. Again, the title, spiritual assignment given by God. Theme, remain faithful unto God, even unto death. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't realize the work or assignment that God has given us could put us in harm's way. Nevertheless, wherever it places us, it's in God's will. And God will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. But he will be right there with us the whole time for protection. Hallelujah. He will make a way for us to be faithful unto him, even if it costs our lives. Glory to God.
Yes.
And in Revelation, the 7th chapter, it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Is a great honor. Hallelujah. If we would attend to hear the voice of God, to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, to be able to overcome, knowing that Jesus has already overcome the world, no matter what tribulations, what trials, what things arise in our lives, knowing that Jesus has overcome the world, this is the way that has already been prepared for us to overcome. And there is a reward for overcoming. Glory to God.
Yes.
Having the spiritual assignment that God gives us, we must take it very seriously. We must not take it lightly. And when God has given us a work to do, we must dedicate our lives to fulfilling the will of God, to carrying out the assignment that God has assigned unto us. Hallelujah. Knowing that we can trust God, that he won't put any more on us than that we're able to bear. Glory to God. Any assignment given by God is a special honor, praise the Lord, because he didn't have to choose us, but he could have chosen someone else. So what God has given us to do, let us be faithful unto God, even unto death. Glory to God. And the Bible goes on saying unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works. So it's not like he doesn't know what we're going through. He knows our works. He knows the tribulation, the poverty. But instead, he interjects here and says, but thou art rich. We are rich toward God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he has placed something in us that is precious. Hallelujah. He has taken away the poverty. We are no longer that poor and needy, but the Lord has filled us with his Spirit. Therefore, we are rich. And he knows the things that come up against us. He knows those who claim to be something that they are not. He's aware of all of this. And we must understand that while we're trying to carry out the assignment of God,
we are going to be met with opposition. We have an adversary, the devil, who is walking up and down in the earth, going to and fro, looking for someone to devour, looking to discourage someone, looking to impede someone's progress, to stop us from fulfilling the work of God, from doing what God has called us to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we cannot allow Satan to stop us. The Lord has given us the power to overcome. Glory to God.
Amen.
And if we overcome, we have a promise of the Lord where he will give us to eat of the tree of life. Oh, thank you, Lord. The tree of life is located in the midst of the paradise of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And if we endure the temptation and the tribulations that are before us, the Lord will give us a crown of life as long as we remain faithful unto the Lord, even unto death. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If it costs our lives, we must be that determined and that willing to do what God given us to do. Oh, praise be to God. And I believe that some have been given a choice or an ultimatum by God himself, saying to them to do his work or die. And in this specific instance, God gives us that free will where we can choose to do his will. We can choose to do the work of the Lord. And in some cases, God will let us know if we don't do it, we will die. Glory to God.
Yes.
So it is better to die in the line of duty, doing the work of the Lord, because then you know that you're going to receive that crown of life. Oh, glory. And you also are going to eat of the tree of life. The reward is so great. It is eternal life. That is the reward for being faithful unto death. Praise be to God. So I want to move over to Esther, the second chapter. And in this passage of scripture, this is just a portion here to kind of get an idea there was. Praise the Lord. And a lot of us may be kind of familiar with Esther and where she ended up. Praise the Lord. But not everyone is familiar. So there was in a certain Jew named Mordecai, who was taken, who took Esther in and raised her up as his own daughter. Praise the Lord. That is because Esther had lost her parents and she didn't have her parents. So Mordecai took her in and raised her as his own daughter. This was his uncle's daughter. So he took her in and he began to raise her. And so the second chapter, verse 8 says, so it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. So Esther's name in the seventh verse says Hadassah, and that is Esther's name. She was very beautiful, and she was fair to look upon. And because
she was in this place at this particular time, God had allowed certain things to happen. The queen Vashti, she was disobedient to the king's command. And so they sought to replace her. And at this time, they were looking for a replacement. And Esther was in this place at the particular time. And sometimes we end up somewhere we hadn't planned to be. But it is an assignment that God has given that has a great significance and spiritual impact, not only on our lives, but on the lives of so many others. And so Esther was put in place for a specific reason. And she came to understand this a little later on. Like with us, we may not understand that sometimes we are on a particular job and we are there to minister to someone on the job. And when that work is finished, the Lord might allow us to move on to another job. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Or we might be on our way to run errands or whatnot, and we find ourselves lining up or coming, crossing paths with someone who needs to be ministered to. And we learn as God begins to manifest the reason we are there, it's a special assignment given by God. Hallelujah. And we are there for his purpose, not our own. And so Esther, she was actually the one who was chosen to replace Queen Vashti. Praise the Lord. And so God had her there because there was a threat to all the people of the provinces, the Jews. There was a great threat because her, I believe it was her cousin, since it was her uncle's daughter, Mordecai. Mordecai, in the fourth chapter, verse 1, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. And what had happened, the king had promoted Haman, and Haman was very upset. He was so proud, and he was upset that Mordecai didn't reverence him or bow down to him. And so he talked to the king in a deceitful way and got the king to decree that all the Jews in every province, and there were over 100 provinces, that this king Ahasuerus was over, and that all the Jews would be put to death on a certain day. And so you can understand the reason for Mordecai being this way. He rent his clothes, he put on sackcloth and ashes, and he went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. There was a great danger to their lives, to the entire people at that time. And so he came to the king's gate, and for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. But he went there with sackcloth because there was an urgency. There was a need.
Yes.
And so word got back to Esther, and there was an exchange back and forth. And when she learned what happened,
She was trying to get him to put some clothes on, and she sent clothes for him. And then mm-hmm. she also reminded him of how in the 11th verse, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scripture, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. So she told this, sent this to word to Mordecai. You know, but there was a great need to the point where they needed to take action. And this action had to be something where she would come into harm's way. But she would do it for her people. Oh, praise the Lord. God, he works things out for us that go against the grain or the go against the norm. Hallelujah. Because he is God and he works in mysterious ways. When he Ooh. Wants us to do something, there are no barriers. There is nothing that can stop us because of God. Hallelujah. Even though if she were to approach the king at a time when she was not called, God has a way of preserving and preserving our lives, whereas someone mm-hmm. else might instantly be put to death. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But you've got to be willing to put your life on the line for the work of God, for the assignment that God has assigned. Oh, hallelujah. And so Mordecai began to send word back to Esther and remind her, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house. Just because you're in the king's house doesn't mean that they're going to spare your life because you're still a Jew. Oh, glory
That's
to God.
Right, man.
Your life is also in danger. 14th verse, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. In other words, if you don't do what God has assigned you to do and put you in position and place to do, then God right. can also come and bring about enlargement and deliverance. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't do it, God got a ram in the bush. God got mm-hmm. a way already made for deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you die for not doing God's will, you will be destroyed and you will lose out with the Lord. You will not receive that crown of life. You will not be given to eat of the tree of life, but you will lose out altogether. And so Esther, taking into account what Mordecai had said, she began to send word in the 16th verse saying, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me. Hallelujah. Lord, mm-hmm. thank you, Lord. We have to learn to give up everything. We have to learn to put God first in every part of our life, no matter what is going on or what's happening in our lives, put God first, praise the Lord, and he will bless you. She said, told Mordecai, fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days night or day. I also and my maiden will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king. For she didn't let anything stop her, but she made up her mind that we're all going to fast in unison together and petition God. And no matter what happens, I'm going unto the king, which is not according to the law. I'm not worried about the law. All I know is I'm going into the king, and God is with me. And if perish, I perish. But I'll do it because God gave me this assignment. And if I die in the line of duty, I know I have a crown waiting for me. Well, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So I encourage you to do what God has called you to do. No longer running from the work of God, from the assignment of the Lord, but be faithful unto God, even unto death. Hallelujah. And he has promised you a crown of life. He has promised you eternal life. So make up your mind. Consider everything. And I believe Esther considered all of this. Either way, she would die, whether she did anything or held her peace in harm's way. But the best part about being in harm's way is that when God is in there with you, you come out on top. Hallelujah. You
Amen.
Come out a winner. You come out blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because you did it to the glory and honor of God, not regarding your life, not trying to preserve your life or save your life. But when you lose your life for the sake of Christ and the gospel, you will find it. He will give you eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. And maybe there's someone who has been running from the assignment of the Lord, running from that call that God has called you to do, running away from it like Jonah did when God gave him a command to go to Nineveh and warn Nineveh of the impending danger. He chose to run from the presence of the Lord, or he tried to get out from the presence of the Lord, but it didn't work out. It all turned out that his life was placed in danger. So don't endanger your life this way. But if you have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Hear the voice of the Lord and obey his commandments. Don't be caught in a place where you can lose out with God. But make up your mind right now that you're going to surrender unto the Lord. Thing to do is repent and be godly sorry for disobeying God, for not doing what God has called you to do. Praise the Lord. Turn from your ways and go after the Lord. Seek after him, and he will have mercy upon you. Maybe there's someone tonight who want to give your life to Jesus. You've been seeking for Jesus to come into your heart. You've been desiring to have Jesus as your personal Savior. Tonight, if you repent of your sins and ask the Lord to forgive you and take away your sins, He will have mercy on you and He will come into your heart. The Lord will come in and He will dwell inside of you. Oh, praise be to God. And then you can fulfill the will of God. You can complete the work that God has given you. Praise the Lord. And so as God has given us this work to do, let us not be weary. Let us not faint. But let us labor diligently and do all that God has commanded us. And the main thing to remember is to be faithful unto God. Yes, tribulation is coming. The devil will come and try to discourage. He'll come and try to turn things upside down and mess things up, cause all kinds of problems. The synagogue of Satan with all kinds of issues going about.
Yes.
But don't let that stop you from carrying out the will of God. Be determined. As Esther, who decided that it's worth taking this risk, it's worth it, hallelujah. If I perish, that'll be all right too, glory to God. I'm going unto the king, praise the Lord. Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you willing to give up your life for the sake of Christ? Are you willing to carry out the work of the Lord, even if it costs your life? And I know that we may not look into this as deep as we should, but when you consider all things, isn't it better to be with the Lord than to be here miserable, disobedient, not keeping the commandments of God without Christ, without the Heavenly Father? Isn't it better to be with the Lord? Amen. If you die doing the work of God, it's so much beauty in that. It's so much beauty in that. Oh, glory to God. It's so beautiful. Hallelujah. You know, but while we're down here, we're suffering. You know, we're experiencing pain. We're having sicknesses. We're having trouble and problems. But if we remain faithful, if we stay faithful unto God, just think about that crown of life. Just think about all the wonderful things that God has prepared for us, all the great blessings, hallelujah, that are waiting for us. Well, thank you, Lord. Think about that. It's okay to suffer just a little while, but just be faithful. Stay faithful unto God. Maybe there's somebody with a sickness in your body, and you desire prayer to be healed of this infirmity, this sickness. God has the power to heal you tonight. And if you are aching and in pain, God can take that pain away. Hallelujah. Whatever your affliction is, God has the power to cure it. God has the power to make everything all right. And we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to believe God together. Hallelujah. Praying the prayer of for those of you who want to be saved, you can be saved this night.
Amen.
You can be saved right now if you're willing to repent and be sorry, sorry, godly sorry. Don't have the mind to sin anymore, but ask God to take it away from you. Ask God to take away your sins.
right now as we prepare to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace toward us. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah. Lord, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for blessing us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
my God. We come to you, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. Lord, we're praying right now on behalf of that sinner tonight who is asking for forgiveness. Oh, God, please forgive their sins and take away their sins. Oh, God, put your spirit within them and live inside of them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able. We know you have the power, and we are depending on you right now. Oh, my God, we come to you on behalf of those who are sick in their body, those who are afflicted, those who are going through some things, Lord. We are praying for healing.
Yes.
Lord, make them whole right now. Raise them
yes.
up, my God. Take away that sickness. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, do it right now while we're praying this prayer, while we're calling on your name, Lord. Stop by for just a little while. And, Lord, you have the power to make everything all right. We are asking that you will move by your power, that you will manifest your power in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God,
yes.
Be merciful. Have mercy, Lord. Have compassion on those who are crying out, those who are praying with us right now. Lord, we are praying and we're touching and agreeing on the same thing. We're asking in faith that you would do these things for us. Oh, my God, we are praying, Lord, for everyone who's on the prayer list. Oh, God, those who are laid up in the hospital. Lord, God, make your holy
yes.
visitation. Stop by, Lord, in their room. Oh, my God, lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord Jesus, right now while we're praying, Lord. Do it for them, God. Raise them up, Lord. Do wonders and work miracles. In the name of Jesus, remember that one who is discouraged tonight. Lord, encourage their hearts. Lift their heaviness, Lord. Help them to endure. Help them to go through, oh God. Help them to be faithful unto you, even if
yes,
it costs their lives. Help, Lord Jesus. Send on help, Lord. Strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. In the name of Jesus. Work on us, oh God, and make us what
yes.
you have us to be. Give us holy boldness, Lord. Stand, oh, blessed Savior. Have your way in our lives. Let your holy will be done, oh, Lord, and help us to receive your word. Help us to take your word in and to live by it. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we thank you for all that you've done, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you for your
thank
grace
you.
Toward us, Lord. We thank
you
for hearing our prayers, oh God. We thank you for healing.
Thank you,
Lord, for sending your healing virtue. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the saving of souls. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, glory
thank
to your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you for all your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord, we thank you for our leaders. We're asking you to continue to bless them, Lord. Give them vision and revelation. Help them to lead your people, Lord. Bless them, oh God, even in the congregation. Bless them in their homes, Lord, and their families. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe it right now. We count it as done. And, Lord, for those who are on our prayer list, one by one and name by name, even as the extended families all around the world, Lord God, grant every petition according to your will. Lord, let your will be done and have your eternal way. We're asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for you tuning in tonight, praying that you were blessed through the word of God
and may the Lord continue to bless you. At this time, we're going to have remarks, but we're just going to turn it back over into the hands of the host, Evangelist Khadijah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist. I tell you, that's a soul-stirring message. Spiritual assignment, and if God has given you or anyone a spiritual assignment, it behooves us to carry out that assignment. I tell you, the Lord, he is real. And the Bible said, tells us to be thou faithful unto death. And her theme was, remain faithful to God, even unto death. And I thought on Esther, how did she went in. Before she went in that into the king, she didn't just go on her own.
All right.
And she said she didn't just go any kind of way, but she went before the Lord in fasting and praying. Lord, have mercy. She denied herself and went in sackcloth and ashes 3 days and three nights, no eating, no drinking. She was serious about what she was doing, and we have to be serious about what we are doing for the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. She didn't care. She said, if I perish, I perish. Glory
yes,
to
Lord.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, my God. But she was worried about herself. She was concerned about doing that assignment that was given unto her. Glory to God. And that's the way we have to be. We have to be determined. If it costs our life, and it's going to cost our life, it is costing our life to serve the Lord and to do what he gave us to do. Glory to God. And there may come a time where you might be put to death, a natural death. Glory to God. The Bible says, and some of you shall be cast into prison. They will put some of us in prison because we are serving the Lord and doing what the Lord told us to do. And that's what we have to do. We have to carry out his assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind the boss man's assignment. Never mind what your kids want. Never mind what your loved ones want or what your loved ones are saying. But we have to yield ourselves completely to the Lord to do the will of God. I heard somebody say something about a song called All In. Some of us are not all in. We're just hanging around the outside.
Amen.
We don't really want to give up and do fully what God told us to do. We just wading around the edge of the water. We won't launch out and do what God told us to do, but it's getting late in the evening. Glory to God, we got to get the work done. I heard somebody say before, in other words, before the person passed away, they said, I got to do this. I got to get this stuff out of this house. Lord, have mercy. Like they knew their time wasn't going to be long. And surely their time was not long. Shortly after, they passed. But we got to get in a hurry and be about our Father's business. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for that powerful, that's a powerful message speaking to us. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is speaking to us, and he's speaking to someone out there in radio land. We have to take heed to the word of God. I thank the Lord for that message and for the anointed prayer. I tell you, God is real. And keep preaching that word. Keep letting the Lord have his way. Because like I said, I believe the Lord is talking to somebody. And it behooves us to be obedient. As she read the scripture, hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Glory to God. So I'm encouraged through the word of God. And at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the broadcast over to Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Hameen. And thank God also for the remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. They were perfect. God, he had his way. He preached through Evangelist Hameen. I enjoy the word of God. We just want to thank everyone for tuning in. And I thank God also for prayer as well. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, Title One School. And again, one is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. And we have Angel Asetti Jr., Curtis Berry, who is Sister Lisa's brother, Garnice Holmes, Victor Olalei and family, Louis Marshall Jr., Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, the bereaved Kellum family, the bereaved Reeves family, the bereaved Caraway family, and all of the bereaved families, as well as those who are affected or have been impacted by COVID, and anyone else who is requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-937. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer, the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Gary Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. On Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock p.m., Grace Temple hosts teleconference service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. If you feel like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in tonight's section, tonight's comment section of our broadcast. You can also send us postal mail. Our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. You may also text us at 410-209-7503. Again, that's 410-209-7503. And those are all the announcements that I have. Just saying again to Evangelist Hameen, keep on preaching the word of God. Truly that spiritual assignment given by God is the most important assignment that we will ever, ever complete. And one thing that she said, that I heard, the assignments, they're not about us. God may place us in a high place like he did with Esther, but just like her placement wasn't just for her, our placement's not just for us either. We could call other people to be harmed or to not receive what God has given them when we're not doing what we're supposed to do because we're thinking about ourselves. But Esther, you know, like Vanessa Tommy begins to say, you know, even if Esther didn't do it, God would bring enlargement and deliverance from somewhere else, and she would be lost. So you might as well go ahead and get the blessing and help someone else as well. I truly enjoy the word of God. Evangelist Hameen, keep on preaching the word of God. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for the beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations, rather sermonette, coming through Evangelist May. I tell you that that
yes.
is very serious. Praise be to God, and I really enjoyed that. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija for hosting the show. Always does such a beautiful job, and thank God for those remarks coming through her, beautiful remarks. Amen. And I just thank the Lord for this broadcast. And I can say of the truth that God has been blessing in a great and a mighty way. And we truly are grateful, and we thank you all for tuning in and for praying for us and for supporting us. Praise the Lord. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, I want to encourage you to please just do what God has assigned you and be faithful. Just be faithful to him. Be thou faithful unto death, and he will give you a crown of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for all things. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, Evangelist May, did you have anything else you would like to add?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Evangelist Khadija, anything else?
Not at this time, thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in prayer one for another. Let's continue to pray for everyone who's on our prayer list. We're all prayer lists everywhere. Because we know God is hearing and he is answering. So let us continue in prayer. Praise the Lord. For this time, this concludes the broadcast for this evening. And until the next time, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.